It's a great day to be young, or even young at heart, isn't it? Hi, I'm Dad, or rather, someone's dad. Thank you for asking me to come over and read to you. The world can be full of fun and adventure whenever you choose it to be that way. Great books and stories take us to a better, wiser place, so let's get going. Are you ready? Comfortable? I've brought one of my favorites, Old Rosie the Horse Nobody Understood by Lillian Moore. She was born in 1909 and wrote lots of books for children and young readers. She remembered when farmers put their cow's milk in large, reusable cans to send it off to the bottler. Someone would come by and pick up the milk cans every day. And that's where this story begins. Old Rosie, the Horse Nobody Understood, by Lillian Moore and Leon Adelson, illustrated by Leonard Shorthall, Random House, New York, copyright 1952. What a day it was going to be! Farmer Dilly did not know it. His old horse Rosie did not know it. And it was a good thing, too. "Now see here, Rosie," said Farmer Dilly. "We must get to the milk train on time today. Do you understand?" Rosie's head went up and down. "Nothing silly like yesterday?" said Farmer Dilly. Rosie shook her head. "And nothing like the day before that?" Rosie's big brown eyes seemed to say,
"Who, me?"
Just then came the long toot, toot of a train whistle. "There's the milk train, Rosie. Still far away. Let's go." Farmer Dilly jumped up on the wagon. "Get up, old girl," he said. "First stop is at Farmer Brown's house." Rosie went down the road so fast that Farmer Dilly began to feel quite happy. "Well," he said to his horse, "this is more like my good old Rosie." Soon they pulled up at Farmer Brown's big white house. Farmer Dilly hopped down from his seat on the wagon and gave Rosie a pat on the head. "I'll be right out with the milk cans, and then off we go," he told her. Farmer Dilly worked fast. He ran into the barn. He rolled out the two big cans that were waiting for him. Quickly, he put them into the back of the wagon. "We're right on time, Rosie. Get up, old girl," he said. But Rosie did not move. Farmer Dilly jumped down again and ran to look at his horse. There she stood, one foot in front of the other. Her head was resting on Farmer Brown's mailbox. Her eyes were closed tight. She was fast asleep. "Rosie! Rosie!" shouted Farmer Dilly. "Wake up! Wake up! Can't you hear the whistle? We must get this milk to the train." At the words, "train," Rosie's head came up. Her eyes opened wide.
"Train? Oh, yes, the train."
She had to get to the train. She must not miss it. With a shake of her head, she began to run down the road as fast as her old legs could go. "Stop! Stop!" cried Farmer Dilly. "Wait for me, Rosie!" But old Rosie did not stop. She had to get Farmer Dilly to the milk train on time. He ran down the road after his wagon and jumped up on the seat. Farmer Dilly's face was red. He was puffing like an engine, and he was very, very angry. Rosie did not slow down until they came to the next stop, Farmer Winterberry's house. They had to pick up some milk here, too. Farmer Dilly was going to scold Rosie. Just then she looked around at him as if to say,
"My, didn't I get us here fast?"
He just could not scold her then. Rosie had pulled up right beside Farmer Winterberry's mailbox.
"Oh, no, not this time," said Farmer Dilly, still a little angry. "No mailbox for you to go to sleep on. I'll fix that."
And he pulled his horse way over to the other side of the road.
"Toot, toot,"
went the train whistle. "There's the train, Rosie. We can still make it. I'll be right out. You be ready for me."
This time, 6 cans were waiting for him in the backyard. To save time, Farmer Dilly put them all on a hand truck. Then quickly he pushed the hand truck out to the wagon. But where was the wagon? And where was Rosie? He ran down the road and looked. No wagon. He ran back up the road and looked. No Rosie. He had to find her. Farmer Winterberry would help him. He ran up the side road to Farmer Winterberry's barn. Then he saw Rosie. No, she did not need a mailbox, not at all. There she stood, close to Farmer Winterberry's old horse, Prince.
With her head on Prince's back, she was fast asleep. So was Prince.
Farmer Dilly was too angry to talk. His face was as red as a tomato. He was hot, and he still had work to do. Could they make the train on time? He worked as fast as he could to get Rosie back on the road and the milk cans on the wagon. There was no time to scold Rosie, not yet. He waited until he was on the road and they had started down the road again. "Now, you silly old horse," said Farmer Dilly. "I want to tell you a thing or two. How in the
toot, toot?" "The train whistle."
Rosie's ears went back.
"The train must be pulling in."
She could not wait to hear what Farmer Dilly had to say. This was no time to talk. Off she went down the road, the wagon rocking from side to side. There was the train, waiting for them. The trainmen called to them to hurry.
"Late again! What's the matter, Mr. Dilly?"
And one of the men laughed as he began to take the milk cans off the wagon.
"Did you sleep too long this morning?"
Farmer Dilly did not feel at all like laughing. "It's my old horse, Rosie," he shook his head. "I don't know what's the matter with her."
"Poor Rosie," said the man. "Maybe she is just too old to pull that wagon anymore. Is that it, old girl?"
The trainmen liked Rosie. They always petted her and gave her good things to eat. When all the milk cans had been put on the train began to pull away.
"Better be on time tomorrow, Mr. Dilly,"
called one of the men.
"We can't wait for you again, you know."
All the way home, Farmer Dilly thought and thought. He looked at Rosie. Maybe she was too old now to pull a milk wagon. What would he do without Rosie? But what would he do with Rosie if the milk train did not wait? All the way home, he thought and thought. When he got home, he put Rosie in the barn. Then he went to talk to Mrs. Dilly. "I think Rosie is too old to work any more," he said to his wife. "From now on, she's going to rest. No more work for her. She can sleep all she wants to and eat all she likes. She can stay in the barn or roll in the grass."
"Then who will pull the milk wagon?"
asked Mrs. Dilly. "No one. I'm going to buy a truck this very day," he told her.
"Poor old Rosie," said Grandma Dilly. "Horses are like people. When they get old, they can't help us any more. Then we have to help them."
"Yes," said Farmer Dilly. "Rosie has worked long and well. Now she's going to have a good time." And Rosie did have a good time for a few days. How nice it was to sleep late every morning! What fun it was to run and chase the rabbits! How good it was to roll in the cool grass and feel it on her hot back! She had nothing to do all day but to sleep, to run, to eat, and to play. But every day she did the same things, and after a while it was not quite so much fun to have nothing more to do. Nothing to do but run after rabbits, nothing to do but sleep in the barn, or roll in the grass all by herself. One morning she stood and watched Farmer Dilly drive off in his new red truck. He had no time for Rosie now, no time to say, "Good morning, Rosie! How's my old girl today?" No time to pet her and give her something sweet to eat. Now it was the truck that went down the good hard road in the quiet morning. It was the truck that saw all the things and people on the way. But who would want to say, "Good morning," to a truck? And how could a truck say anything to Prince as it went by the Winterberry farm? How could the friendly train men pet the new red truck? Rosie missed all these things. She missed the run down the road to the milk train and all the things and people on the way. But most of all, she missed Farmer Dilly. Rosie did not know it, but she was lonesome. Perhaps that is why she came to do the things she did. It all began because one day Rosie thought she just had to see Farmer Dilly. She could not get out through the gate was closed. She could not jump over the fence was too high. But away off in the field was an old stone wall that was falling down. Rosie looked at it for a long time.
Yes, it would be easy to jump over that.
She gave a little run and a jump. Over she went and down the road to the farmhouse. How happy she was! She was going to see the Dilly family, and how happy they would be to see her. They must miss her, too. Oh, dear, there was no one in the front yard. Maybe there was someone in the backyard. She looked. No one was there. Then Rosie saw that the cellar door was open. Perhaps she would find someone down there. She walked over and looked down the stairs. It was very quiet, but sniff, sniff. Oh, what was that wonderful smell? It was the most wonderful smell of all, the strong, sweet smell of fresh apples. Do you know how good a hot dog smells to a hungry boy? That is how those apples smelled to Rosie. Before she knew it, she was down the steps and in the cellar. And there they were, a pan full of big red apples. How good they were! Every one of them, down to the very last one. Rosie stood there, full of apples, feeling good and a little sleepy. She heard people walking around upstairs and talking.
That was good, too.
Her head dropped down, her eyes closed, and soon she was fast asleep. Up in the kitchen, Grandma Dilly was about to bake a pie. Ah, said Mr. Dilly, pie for supper. I hope it's apple pie.
That's just what it's going to be,
Grandma laughed.
I have a nice pan of my best apples down in the cellar. I've been keeping them just for pie, she said. I'll go down and get them now.
Grandma was halfway down the cellar steps when Mr. and Mrs. Dilly heard her scream. All Grandma saw in the cellar at first was a big, dark something. All Rosie knew was that a scream woke her out of a quiet nap. Before Grandma knew that the something was only Rosie, she had run all the way back up to the kitchen. And before Rosie knew that it was only Grandma, she had been frightened out of the cellar and was running down the road back to the barn. Farmer Dilly looked out the window just in time to see Rosie go down the road. There goes Rosie, cried Farmer Dilly. What has she been up to? As soon as they found the apples gone, they understood what had happened.
My, what a fright she gave me, said Grandma Dilly again and again. And eating all my best apples, too.
That's a funny thing for Rosie to do, said Farmer Dilly. She never did anything like that before. Mrs. Dilly was puzzled, too.
She gets plenty to eat. Why is she so greedy? She said. I guess we will just have to keep the cellar door closed.
Rosie had been so frightened that for a few days she stayed close to the barn. But soon she began to feel lonesome again. No one came near her. She did not want to run or play or roll in the grass. She did not even want to chase the funny little rabbits that ran by. More than anything, she wanted to be with someone she loved. So one day, Rosie jumped over the wall again and trotted down the road to the farmhouse. There was a car in front of the house, but no people. Rosie trotted around to the back of the house. Nobody there. Nothing to do but wait. She looked around. There were some pretty red flowers in the window box.
They smelled good.
They tasted good, too. She ate them all and then put her head through the open window.
Maybe there were some more inside. Rosie looked around, and then she saw the thing. It was a pretty yellow thing, and on it was a big red flower.
Oh, nice! More flowers!
They were not good to eat, but the yellow thing smelled just like hay. It tasted just like hay, too, so Rosie ate it all up. No, not quite all, for almost at the last bite, Mrs. Dilly walked into the room with her friend Mrs. Winterberry. How glad Rosie was to see someone at last! She put her head as far into the room as she could, hoping Mrs. Dilly would pet her and say, "Hello, Rosie." But all at once there was a loud cry from Mrs. Winterberry.
"Oh, look! My hat! She's eating my new hat! Get my hat!"
Poor Rosie! They rushed at her so fast that she was frightened. She pulled her head out of the window, turned, and ran down the road, jumped over the wall, and went right into the barn. When Farmer Dilly got home that night, what a story he heard! Mrs. Dilly was quite upset.
"It was Mrs. Winterberry's very best hat," she told him. "The one with the big red flower."
Farmer Dilly tried not to laugh, but he could not help it. He laughed and laughed.
"It's not funny," said Mrs. Dilly. "Mrs. Winterberry is very angry."
"Well," said Farmer Dilly, still laughing, "I always thought that was a mighty funny hat."
"Maybe so," said Grandma, "but I'd still like to know what is the matter with that horse. Coming right into the house, eating my best apples, eating Mrs. Winterberry's best hat."
"I told you she was a greedy old horse," said Mrs. Dilly, still upset about the hat.
"Yes, sir, that was some hat," said Farmer Dilly, and he laughed again. But a few days later, Farmer Dilly did not laugh. He was as angry as could be, for Rosie came to see the family once again. This time, she did not come to the cellar door. She had been frightened there. Nor did she come to the back door. Something had happened to her there, too. This time, she came right up the front steps and into the house to visit the Dillies. How cool it was in the big front room, and how cool the floor looked! Rosie's back was hot from the sun, and the floor seemed just the place to rub her wet back. So she did. She rolled back and forth on the floor. Ah, that was good. Suddenly, everything happened at once. Bang! Rosie's foot hit the table. Crash! Down came the table with everything on it. Bang! Thump! Bump! Crash! Smash! Oh! What a sight for the Dillies when they came running into the room. The table was on its side, the lamp was broken, and the box of candy was rolling all over the floor. There sat Rosie in the middle of it all, trying to see Farmer Dilly from under the lampshade which sat on one ear.
"You crazy horse!" shouted the farmer. "Look what you've done! Get out! Get out before—"
Rosie did not wait to hear any more. Farmer Dilly's face was so angry that for the first time she was afraid of him. She ran back to the barn as fast as she could go.
"Just look at this room," cried Farmer Dilly. "This beats anything she has ever done."
"Well," said Mrs. Dilly, "maybe you won't laugh at her this time. Look at our table and the lamp and the candy. That must be what she came for."
"What are we going to do with that horse?" asked Grandma.
"Do?" said the farmer. "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell Rosie tomorrow morning. That's what I'm going to do. First thing tomorrow, I'll sell Rosie." Rosie did not know what was going to happen the next day, but she was very unhappy. Why couldn't she and Farmer Dilly have good times together anymore? Why did something always go wrong? All she wanted was to be near the family. But every time she went to see them, someone got angry at her. Someone always shouted at her. Nobody petted her anymore. It almost seemed that no one loved her anymore. Rosie walked out of the barn and looked over the fence at the house. It was a beautiful night. The stars were out and the moon was bright. The old horse could not sleep. All she could think of was Farmer Dilly's angry face. She had a feeling that she must go back to the house. They must not be so angry at her. Once more, she jumped over the wall and walked slowly and sadly to the house. The house was dark and very quiet. Everyone was asleep. Everything was closed tight to keep her out. How lonely she was. But there, one window was open in the back of the house, and something was moving in the window. Maybe someone was up after all.
Could it be Grandma? No, too big. Could it be Mrs. Dilly? No.
No, it was a man.
Oh, it must be Farmer Dilly.
But no, this was a fat man. Rosie did not know who it was, but she was so glad to see someone at last. Maybe the man had an apple for her. Maybe he would even pet her. Rosie walked up to the window. It was not a very big window, and the man was getting out a little at a time. First came a leg, then his shoulder. Rosie came closer to look. When the man turned to jump, he found himself looking right into Rosie's big brown eyes. He was so surprised that he let go and fell right back into the room.
Now where is he?
Thought Rosie. She put her head through the open window. There he was, sitting on the kitchen floor. Rosie made a friendly noise.
Shh! Nice horsey, the man whispered. Go back to your barn like a good horse.
Rosie nodded her head to show the man that she was glad he liked her and to tell him she liked him too.
No! Go away! The man whispered again. Go away like a good girl!
Rosie tried to get closer to this nice man.
Get away from that window, you stupid horse!
The man said, getting angry.
I've got to get out of here!
But Rosie just stood at the window, trying to make friends. Suddenly, the man saw the other kitchen window. He ran to open it.
This is a good game, thought Rosie.
So she trotted around the house to the other window, too. The man was almost out of this window when Rosie got there. She pulled at his leg playfully as if to say,
Here I am!
Ouch! Let go of my leg!
The man cried out,
Let go or I'll fall!
And he did. Right out of the window and right on top of Grandma Dilly's flower pots.
Crash! Bang! Went the man. Smash! Bang! Went the flower pots.
Suddenly, three windows opened upstairs.
Who's there? Called Farmer Dilly.
What is it?
Called Mrs. Dilly.
What's going on down there?
Called Grandma Dilly. Rosie looked up. There was her family. She was so glad to see them that she forgot all about the man.
Who's that down there?
Called Farmer Dilly.
There's a man running away, screamed Mrs. Dilly.
Catch him! Catch him!
Cried Grandma. But by the time they all got downstairs and turned on the lights, the man had run down the road and was out of sight.
Look, said Grandma Dilly, the kitchen windows are open.
Our house has been robbed, cried Mrs. Dilly. Oh, my clock, my good spoons, where are they?
Maybe they are in here, said Farmer Dilly, picking up a brown bag from the floor. It looks as if the robber had to go in a hurry. He didn't have time to take this with him. He opened the bag, and there were the spoons and the clock. And then he held up an old tin box.
Am I glad to see this, he said.
Why should anyone want that old thing?
Asked Mrs. Dilly. Farmer Dilly opened the box.
Because it has all this money in it.
I was going to take it to the bank in the morning.
It's a good thing that robber was frightened away.
Whatever do you suppose frightened him?
Grandma wanted to know.
It must have been Rosie, said Mrs. Dilly. When we looked out, she was standing by the window.
Good old Rosie, said Farmer Dilly. Where is she now?
Rosie was back in the barn. She had seen the family come out to the yard, but they had not talked to her. No one seemed to care about her, so she had gone sadly away. And then suddenly the barn door opened. There they stood, Farmer Dilly, Mrs. Dilly, and Grandma Dilly, smiling at her. In Farmer Dilly's hand there were two big red apples.
Here, old Rosie,
he said in his old friendly way,
If not for you, our house would have been robbed of many things tonight. Thank you, old girl. Rosie put out her head and sniffed at the apples, but she did not eat them. She took a few steps until she stood close to Farmer Dilly. Then she put her old head down on his shoulder. Rosie was happy again.
Why, look, said Mrs. Dilly. Rosie's not eating the apples. That's funny.
Grandma Dilly shook her head.
No,
she said.
It's not funny at all. I think I know why Rosie has been doing such silly things. She didn't come for apples or for Mrs. Winterberry's hat or for candy. She isn't greedy. She's just lonely, that's all. That's why she came to the house again and again.
And each time, we frightened her away, said Mrs. Dilly sadly.
That was no way to treat an old friend, was it, Rosie? Said Farmer Dilly. It wasn't very kind to leave you all alone, was it? He patted her head.
I know what we can do, he said. We'll put you in that field right next to the house. Then we can talk to you whenever we pass by, and you can watch us coming and going.
Why, yes, cried Mrs. Dilly. And at night, we can take you back to the barn to sleep where it's warm. How's that, Rosie dear?
But Rosie did not hear Mrs. Dilly. She was eating the big red apples now. She had her family around her, and they loved her again. That was enough for old Rosie.
Thank you for inviting me over. I had fun reading. I hope you had fun listening. Until next time, you can find Dad Reads on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Gang, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and wherever you go to access podcasts. Episodes are also available at our website, bloomerpress.com. That's BLOOMERPRESS, bloomerpress.com. If you like what you hear, please tell a friend to tune in to the Dad Reads podcast, and be sure to subscribe by hitting the subscribe button on your podcast directory's platform. If you have a book you'd like me to read, just send a little email to info, that's I-N-F-O, at bloomerpress.com. Thanks again for listening.